A partial ceasefire, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, declared by Russia's military for two areas of eastern Ukraine.
At this moment in the southern city of Mariupol, which has been bombarded for days by Russian forces, civilians are now being told that they can leave that city. They are being told they have 5 hours to complete a route which would take them from Mariupol and have them end up in Zaporizhia. That is where the nuclear power plant is located.
But Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports from Lviv this does not portend peace, because after the civilians have been allowed to leave, the Russians may consider Mariupol and Volnovakha to be military targets and could flatten them. City of Kiev not included in the ceasefire, and as Fox's Benjamin Hall reports from there.
This is a city around which the Russian noose is tightening. They control three sides of it. There's one way in and out. That's the southern part of the city. And there's widespread speculation that soon the Russians will try and cut that off. Whether or not they choose to come into the city is an unknown.
A special meeting of the U.S. Senate today. We'll hear from Ukraine's President Zelensky in a video conference as congressional calls to end imports of Russian oil grow louder.
To put even more of an economic squeeze on Vladimir Putin, a bipartisan group of 18 senators like Democrat Mark Warner and Republican Lindsey Graham back that ban. The White House has been hesitating, concerned that it would drive up gas prices. But Press Secretary Jen Psaki did say Friday,
we are looking at options we could take right now to cut U.S. consumption of Russian energy.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she's all for banning Russian oil imports.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Crude oil prices gaining more than $7 Friday, up to $115 a barrel. And on average, Americans were paying nearly $3.83 for a gallon of gas yesterday, up a dime. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
North Korea launching another suspected ballistic missile.
South Korea's military says it detected a presumed ballistic missile launch from near North Korea's capital of Pyongyang. Japan's military says they believe that missile flew nearly 200 miles before it landed in waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command issued a statement saying the United States condemns this launch and calls on the DPRK to refrain from further destabilizing acts. It also said the U.S. commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remains ironclad. North Korean media said the launch was designed to test a camera system for a spy satellite. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Not clear if it'll ever be carried out, but the Supreme Court has overturned a lower court order and restored the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. But President Biden has previously said he would seek to end the federal government's use of capital punishment. An assistant principal and a school's resource officer wounded in a school shooting in Olathe, Kansas, Friday. Police say the 18-year-old male student opened fire in the school's office. Despite his wounds, the resource officer returned fire and radioed for help.
472, I have a plot attorney for myself.
472, I copy, is the suspect at large.
Suspect, I believe, has been shot.
Odyssey, the audio courtesy of Broadcastify. The suspect was arrested. He is expected to survive. Fox's Chris DeMeo reports there is at least one honest person left in New York City.
A Good Samaritan finding a wallet with $4,000 cash and getting it back to its rightful owner. Eduardo Martinez reportedly dropped his pouch during his commute to work. He frantically raced back to a crowded area in Times Square where he was approached by two cops. The officers explained that they'd been given the wallet by an unnamed woman. Incredibly, the money was still inside. Martinez says the act of kindness proves that there are still honest people in the world. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.